You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got Matthew Crawley and Thomas Sainsbury in the studio. Kia ora, how are you guys?
Kia ora. We're so good.
Really good.
It is very nice to have you up here this morning. We're talking about Strange Thing, yes. Which I keep going to say Stranger Things and then just catching myself.
Nothing to do with Stranger Things.
Nothing at all.
I keep getting, I'm like, Stranger Thing, Strange Things. I'm just all over the place with that.
Tom, you are directing this.
Correct,
as well. Matthew, you're in it. You're in it.
Deep in it.
Deep in it. What can you tell us about this?
It's a parody play, 1 hour play of the entire first series of Stranger Things.
I love that you've condensed it into a single hour.
So it's the abridged one. So lots cut out, but I feel the story still holds together.
Well, yes. the first season is great, and we can all agree on that, I think. But there were just a lot of bits you didn't need, eh? Like plot points and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So you're just doing them a favour, really. You're just trimming it down for them.
Yeah,
you know?
We absolutely are.
The modern generation.
And it's very, so it's like really, not slapdash, but it's a purposely lo-fi production. So we've got lots of cardboard props and things like that. And lots of, we've got a cast of eight, but everyone's playing multiple characters.
Yeah. It's the best kind of
I've counted now, I'm doing six characters.
Oh, wow.
Matthew's doing the most, but he was cast because he looks like 11.
Yeah, well, I think that to qualify that, I have the same haircut as 11.
Matthew is short on hair. Is that a way of saying?
I've got very short hair,
very
is what, I think what you're
hair.
Trying to say.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, very short hair. Yeah. But so does 11, you know?
He's very good at 11. He's brilliant at 11.
Well, thank you.
He also plays Will, who's the boy that gets taken into the upside down world at the beginning.
It's quite easy to play a boy who's gone missing.
Yeah. I was just going to say, how much stage time, rather, do you have when you're Will?
You'll have to... Yeah,
come along and see.
But Matthew definitely has the poor. Like, there are scenes where he has to run right backstage. He has to be on the next scene. And so he's desperately running backstage getting changed. It's that kind of vibe of a show.
Yeah, that's
pretty
good.
Tom's playing Chief Hopper, as you might have guessed.
Oh, nice.
As you might have guessed.
Great authoritative presence. And then also Mike.
Which one's Mike again?
Mike's the main boy that falls in.
So lead boy.
Yeah, and so Mike and 11 have a little bit of a relationship.
Romance.
So so the chemistry goes off. Like, yeah.
I mean, I can feel the vibes across the desk here,
yeah,
to be honest.
To
you know? I have an embarrassing thing to admit here that I've only seen half of the first season of Stranger Things.
Come find out what happens.
I was going to say, this is great. I can just shortcut straight to the end here and find out, you know, all I really need to know. I like that the sub sort of title for this is Or What About Barb?
Yes.
Which is a good question. Yeah. You know, Barb was absolutely a hero in that show and shafted. Mm. Yeah.
And we answer that question.
We do.
And oh, good.
Yeah, it is quite. I threw that. So the writer of the play is Lee Smith Gibbons, who's a total genius.
Mm.
And her and Tom have done, how many have you done together now, parody plays?
We've done four parody plays. So we've done The Exorcist, Misery, The Fly, and this is our fourth one.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I threw the subtitle at Lee, thinking that everyone would have remembered the Richard Dreyfuss, Bill Murray 90s comedy What About Bob? But I think that maybe no one does.
It's all right. It's still a good question, you know. What happened to Bob? So what can people expect? They can expect cardboard props. They can expect multiple character changes.
Yes.
They can expect great hilarity, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And we've really we're calling on Tom's generosity too, because you know, if you know anything about Tom Sainsbury, you know he's got a plethora of wigs. So he's been very generous and let us put some of those on.
Fantastic.
But we've also got a great actress called Lucy Sutter in there, who's so if you're familiar with Dustin, who's the boy with the kind of speech impediment, and so she was cast because she's an amazing actress, but she's also got hair exactly like Dustin.
Yeah.
So she's keeping her own. She's keeping
her
own.
The curly,
hair.
The curly,
yes,
sort of.
That's
right.
She's keeping her own.
No wigs for Lucy then.
No, exactly.
This sounds fantastic. People can catch it at Glassworks, which is 70 McKelvey Street in Grey Lynn. Mm-hmm. And it starts tomorrow.
That's right,
8 p.m.
So you can get there as soon as you'd like. I know this was the thing I think that Netflix really did to us, is it meant that we can't wait. We can't wait anymore. We have no capacity. I'm trying to watch Big Little Lies at the moment, and I hate that I have to wait a week for each episode to come out. I'm like, come on, I just want to binge it all in one go. But people can, binge the whole first series of Stranger Things tomorrow night at Glassworks, which will be fantastic. And it runs through until Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, tomorrow's nearly sold out. Yeah, you can act quickly.
Wednesday and Thursday are plenty of seats.
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday are what we'd describe as an open opportunity. So people have got a Wednesday, Thursday vibe.
Yep.
And you can go to Ponsonby Food Co-op beforehand.
That's right.
Fantastic.
And if I may say, tickets are at iticket.co.nz.
I was about to say, where do you go to get that? Yeah. Will there be door sales as well? Or
I don't think so, because it's such a... Like, we have to... You arrive and it starts,
yep.
I think. So there won't be
good
any
stuff.
Begging us... We won't be begging on the corner for people to come in. It's like, you know, what we've got is what we've got.
Fantastic. Yeah,
so sort your shit out.
Sort your shit out and get along. Strange Thing or What About Barb? Tomorrow night, starting at Glassworks and running through until Saturday. Thank you very much, Tom and Matthew.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.